Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. You will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson 2,415th time. I'm Emerson, and you're not, but welcome to School Talk. Mainline here, 244-WDG. That's 244-9234. When you're not on coffee, it's 244-WBDG. But give us a call if you can. We got an awesome guest in the studio. Email is schooltalk1@yahoo.com. I got an awesome guest in the studio. I've been trying to get this man in here for a couple of weeks now. He just can't stand still. He's all over the place. His music is awesome. His spirit is awesome. We're going to talk to the awesomest man, but you can't talk to him yet. You got to wait, because I got something else before I talk to the man. The man is here. The man is here. Brian Thompson is in the studio. Push the magic button. Whoa. Yeah! But get to my guests. I'm so excited. I just need more coffee. I got to talk about my kids. My kids are doing things at school. So what's going on with the what's that thing called?
Yeah, the big boy. All right, Ben Davis boys basketball Friday tomorrow tonight. Ben Davis at Warren Central.
You need more coffee.
I need some wake up juice. That's what I need.
I'm just telling. That's scary to sleep. Yeah. But go ahead.
Winter break is starting today after school.
Wow.
And it goes until January 4th.
Dang.
So we got 2 weeks of winter break. This is approaching my and all the seniors' halfway point of our senior year.
Hey, don't cry.
I'm not trying to. Don't worry. School Talk with Emerson is today. And if you miss it, don't worry. It does replay back on Sunday at 2 p.m. Contact us at 244-9234. That is our request line. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/WBDGindy. And we're on Twitter at WBDG.
What's that? My producer, thank you very much. Don't start crying on me now, Mr.
I'm trying.
I got somebody to, we'll deal with that later. Don't But anyway, in the studio, I am so purple proud to have this man in the studio. Been trying to get him in for a couple of weeks. He's just been so busy, and I ain't mad at him. Brian Thompson is a young contemporary jazz saxophonist. More than that, folks, he's more than a contemporary jazz saxophonist. But his style of music range from instrumental pop and R&B. Brian's in the studio. We're going to talk about his story and everything else about Brian Thompson. Brian Thompson, high five. Welcome to Giant 90.9. Welcome to Ben Davis High School. Well,
thank you.
I know you've been there before, so...
he's been here before.
As a performer.
Yeah.
You know, and I got him on airways because I wanted to talk about you and your story and your music because, you know, this it's the season for giving back, you know.
Yeah.
And you're awesome. I'll just say, I mean, you can't say too much besides what you just said because you sound conceited, but you're awesome. Man, you're awesome. And I want to talk about this awesomeness. And folks, if you ever heard this man play, I know you've heard this man play, even when he was a younger man, and now he's tall, young man. I think when I first saw him, it was about 2'1", something like that. He just to play. I think his saxophone was bigger than he was.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, tell us about Brian Thompson, and where you from? Tell me about what school did you graduate from?
Well, I graduated from Broad Ripple.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Indy, lived here all my life. So I've been able to kind of have my music get very well known here in the city.
Man, now, talk about music. Now, you've released one CD, but you got a major national CD out.
Yeah, I released a CD about 6 years ago. You know, it was very kiddie, you know, didn't really push it that much. I was young and didn't know, have many connections. But as I got older and I, you know, really got serious into working on music, I finally finished Genesis, which has been released everywhere. You know, somebody in Japan messaged me on Facebook and was like, I love your music. And I was like, oh my goodness, my song is in Japan. So
we're going to talk about how you can get his music also. And you went to Broad Ripple and going to college?
Yeah, I'm at IU.
Hey, IU. Hey, my kids went there. They got that great. We're still paying for it, too. And what are you studying? That's obvious.
I'm studying arts management, actually.
Oh, no, it's not. I feel it'd just be music.
Yeah, I mean, music is a minor, probably, but I definitely want to study arts management. You know, making it in the music business is, honestly, you know, about 20% talent and 80% business.
Oh.
You know, if you know how to, you know, market, if you know the ins and outs of the business, you know, anybody can make it. I mean, look at the artists today that, you know, people may look at as like, you know, what type of talent is that? But, you know, they're popular.
I want to go back to that. Now, speaking of artists, some of the notable jazz artists that you've played with, I think we programmed jazz here at Giant 90.9, and every song that came on this morning, you had a comment about the artist and a picture.
It's funny.
Would you stand next to the artist? So share with my audience, what name some of the great jazz artists right now that you have actually in the last few years had the chance to perform with?
Oh, wow.
We have 30 minutes, though. You can't. I know your list is long.
I'll name the top ones that people probably know the most of. Yeah. And I'll save the best one for last. But Kirk Whalum, yes, he was at the Jazz Kitchen, and I got a chance to meet him, and he did a clinic there, and he was just awesome. I've been in contact with him. He's absolutely amazing. I've also, actually, just Friday, I was at the Palladium. I went to see Dave Koz.
Okay.
He was there. He's one of my favorites. And last but not least, there's so many more, but I'm just naming like the top three right now. I've never met David Sanborn, but I hope to meet him someday. I've met Boney James.
Okay.
He's one of my favorites as well. Brian Culbertson is a pianist, keyboard player, very well known in the smooth jazz industry. And I've met him as well. I opened up for him back in 2008, 2009, if I'm not mistaken. And last but not least, probably my biggest inspiration for music is Kenny G. He signed my soprano saxophone.
Get out of here!
I had one soprano saxophone, a Yamaha, and then I sold it. He signed that in the case, and I went to the music store. I said, you know, just here, I need a better saxophone, so I sold it. He's like, Kenny G signed this. I'm like, yeah, I'll meet him again. May of 2015, I met him again, and he signed my new horn. I got a chance to play for him, and, you know, he was so impressed. He, you know, gave me his contact and said, stay in touch, you know. So he's awesome.
That whole scenario with the Kenny G, that took me to one word, confidence. I'll see him again. Mm-hmm. So many, and I'm going to get deep into a lot of different things. So I'm going to come back to that, too.
Sure.
So I'm coming back to do. And so, folks, you see, based on what he said, I don't have a lightweight artist in my studio today. I have a star of now, star of tomorrow in the studio. I know a lot of you have seen him. I'm going to play a little, I'm going to play a little bit of his cut. Set it up. I'm playing track one off of this CD. So tell my audience what I'm playing right now.
This song is called Right Here, Right Now. And my producer, you know, he just called me and was like, you know, hey, listen to this pop tune that he was making. It didn't have any, you know, melody to it. I was like, wow, this is nice. So I basically just kind of put a melody to it. And, you know, it just turned into something great. And we threw it on the album, man. It was awesome.
Well, check it out, folks. Brian Thompson. We'll be right back. That will get you going in the morning. Let it play. That get you going in the morning. I'm serious. I got the whole studio up here dancing. I like that. Jazz, pop.
Yeah, it's something different.
I like that because, I mean, you think about goals and aspirations and you're trying to put a plan together. That's a theme song. That's a theme song.
Yeah, we use this for the promo. It's really, supposed to make you feel happy, uplifting. You
know? It does. I mean, it does. Speaking of happy and uplifting, tell me, as I build your resume, tell me, what are some of the places locally that you have that performed at?
Oh, my goodness. The major ones. Let's see. I've definitely had a chance to play at the Palladium.
Okay.
I've played... my goodness, I gotta dig this. I played at the Indiana Roof Ballroom.
Okay.
Played at the Arts Garden.
Okay.
Last night, I just, for the first time, you know, George Hill had texted me like 2:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And he was like, he's having this warm memorial.
George Hill texted him 2:30 in the morning.
And he was like, you know, hey, bro. He's like a big brother to me. He's like, you know, hey, man, we're doing this event downtown at the War Memorial. I've never played there a day in my life. But I've always driven past it. And, you know, I went there and I was able to play for them. And it was just phenomenal. It was off the chain. He put it on his Instagram and, you know, Twitter. I really had a great time. I've played at the Walker Building. I've played at the Hilbert Circle. A lot of the major places here.
What's this Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A.?
The Whiskey A Go-Go is probably one of the most famous places anybody can ever set their foot. Jimi Hendrix and, you know, James Brown, I believe, and Eminem, all of those people have performed at that place. The Whiskey Go is probably one of the most, it's like a little place, but it's world famous, and, you know, they really only accept the best. I was, a friend of mine, I was part of a band called Circle City Band, and they called them about to headline, and I was the kind of a, you know, feature. I was a part of the band, and there was a song that I was that I performed on that the band wrote, and it was just awesome, man. We just got a chance to go down there and just kind of really kick it in L.A. It was amazing. I got to go back. Got to go back to L.A.
That is definitely history at the Whiskey A Go-Go. So how long have you been actually playing your music, playing the instrument?
Well, like, I got the horn when I was 9, and then I got my first paying gig when I was 10, so I would say about 8 years I've been playing.
Did you start out on the soprano, alto, or tenor?
I started on alto and then switched to soprano, and tenor was the last thing.
Okay, so how many instruments do you play?
Sax, piano.
So alto sax, soprano sax, tenor sax, and piano.
Piano.
So when you say sax, you just all of them.
When you say sax, typically, I mean, well... Excuse me. Actually, nowadays, you probably have to clarify because there are some musicians that only play just, you know, only alto or only soprano or only tenor.
It's baritone, too.
In the okay, I've never touched the baritone. Yes, exactly. Normally, I just say sax just to cover all of them. So when I say sax, when you just play all of them.
I taught myself how to play tenor sax.
Okay.
And I need, listening to you makes me want to get my sax, get another sax again and start brushing back up. Yeah, I played in the band when I was little. I'll send you some pictures. I had an afro and everything. I had an afro. Now if I grow my hair, I have a half-ro. So
afro. Oh my goodness.
I currently I'm in the jazz band here at Ben Davis.
Wow.
The big band jazz combo. So I'm playing trumpet, and I've been playing trumpet since 7th grade.
Hey, sick. So,
and I was one of the lead soloists in the marching band season.
All right. As a trumpet.
So
we got a horn section, y'all. We got a horn section up in the studio.
A little trail going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll play the tenor, you bring your alto, and you bring your trumpet. We got brass construction right up in here.
Yeah.
Speaking of brass construction. Speaking of brass. Mm-hmm. Speaking of construction. Speaking of young people. Speaking of child prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been called that when you was?
Oh my God.
How'd you feel? That's a big word.
It made me feel blessed because, you know, my music was so pure and organic. To call something a prodigy, it's kind of like, you know, it was something that you know that you were born to do. Yeah. You don't have to work that hard at it. It was already inside of you. And, you know, to be called a child prodigy really lets other people, you know, kind of, it lets me know that other people recognize that there's something special there, you know, because this isn't just somebody that was trained to do this. you know, this was a gift. This was something that was a natural part of this person's life. So it's a blessing, a privilege.
Your parents, I know they're a big influence. Were they musicians?
Actually, I don't have, besides my uncle, who's a percussion player, my granduncle's a percussion player, and I'm related to him by marriage. There's no one really blood-related in my family that was an actual musician. Well, I have a cousin that plays drums, and he actually have his middle name. But he plays drums. He's extremely well. But other than that, I mean, I kind of, the only one that kind of kicked off the, taking it this far, you know.
So at age of 9.
Yeah.
That was it like you was just laying in the bed and all of a sudden click? I'm going to play saxophone.
Well, when I walked in the door today and you were playing these jazz songs, you know, I recognized them. Because when I was a kid, when I was 6 and 7 years old, I was raised by my aunt and, you know, my uncle, who are, you know, fairly older than my parents. So, well, she's my grand aunt and my grand uncle. So it's my mother's father's sister. Okay. You know, so they play jazz all the time. That's all they listen to. 100.9, which was like the banging radio station for smooth jazz back in the day.
That's a whole class. That's another show, and I'm mad about that.
You know, I was extremely upset about that when they took it off. You know, man. And right when they took off smooth jazz in about probably 2008 or 2009, I can't remember exactly when they kind of cut the program. You know, I heard all these songs. And I was like, man, you know, I want to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I like these songs that I'm hearing. And the thing is, what you're exposed to is what you're probably going to gravitate toward. You know, I was exposed to smooth jazz.
Ooh, that's huge. That's a huge statement. You dropped some bombs up in here this morning.
Had I not been exposed to that, I probably wouldn't, in favor of it. But
yeah,
it was all I knew, so that's what I wanted to do.
And we recognize that and recognize the importance of all music, and so we program jazz here, so your music will be showcased on our show from here on ever, as long as I got something to do about it. We'll awesome. Definitely be showcasing your music here on Giant 90.9. Persistence, what does that mean to you?
Persistence?
Yeah. And how has it played a role in your life?
You have to be persistent to get something, but you have to be consistent to keep it. You know, persistence is, you know, how much are you willing to fight for this? So are you going to keep going? If you stand back up and I push you back down, are you going to stand back up? Are you going to be, you know, are you going to persist through that? And then when you finally get up and you stay up, can you stay up and be consistent with it? It's kind of like that. That's what it means to be persistent. How far can you, and you're persistent in something, how far can you keep pushing for it? Can you keep going? You know, and then persistence is to achieve, and then consistency is to keep.
And I don't want to dip too deep into your Kool-Aid. Like, we only got about 30 minutes on the show. But it sounds like you had to find a lot of inner strength to push yourself. Am I wrong?
Yeah. I'm
not wrong.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. You definitely got to have a lot of, you know, inner strength.
So using what you know, what do you say to our young people? You see this. You see what's happening in our streets.
Yeah.
You see what's happening to our young people. And some of our old folk, too. It's almost like they gave up on their dreams.
Yeah.
You had a dream come to you at an early age.
Yes.
Six, seven, eight, nine. Maybe it was there all the time, and just like a flower, it started to grow, and that seed was there.
Yeah.
What do you say to our young people that gave up, that forgot how to dream or don't dream anymore?
Wow. I would say, you know, that's a scary position to be in. You have to, you know, a lot of people give up on, a lot of kids my age even, and even adults, they give up on their dreams because they figure, well, I don't know what I'm good at. I don't know what I'm here for. You know, I don't know what I like to do. I'm not good at anything. And that's what they go on with this mentality. I said, everybody's good at something. You know, I put it this way. I said, you know, God gives us gifts, and we have gifts if we have a gift under the Christmas tree, right? And it has your name on it. Everybody has a gift. Are you going to open it? When you open it, it's up to you. I just chose to open mine at the age of 9, 10 years old. You know, so everybody has a gift. Everybody's good at something, and a lot of people get demotivated and you know, discouraged because they don't know what they're good at. They feel like, okay, I'm not good at anything, therefore I shouldn't be anything. Mm-hmm. No, you have to dig deep within yourself, and you have to interrogate yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to know who you are as an individual, to know what you're good at and what your passion is. And it took that from me. I had to really sit down and be like, is this what I want to do? Is this what I enjoy doing? Mm-hmm. You know.
But you know. even now, and awesome response. And even now. Mm-hmm. As you go on this journey, every day you wake up,
yeah,
you got to be on your P's and Q's, mm-hmm. because yesterday is old news.
Yep,
you got to step forward, yeah. now into a whole another arena, more challenges.
Yeah,
and the challenges don't stop.
No, oh God, no.
You know, and some of our young people, you know, they run to a brick wall. All of a sudden, they're like, "Dang, this is too hard."
Yep. Yeah,
life is too hard. Life is great, but life is not easy.
Yeah, you know.
But life is great.
Yeah. Life is what you make of it, you know.
And y'all, a lot of our young folks, I see that you see talent,
yeah.
in many different areas, whether it's sports, whether it's business, mm-hmm. and they use their talents for the wrong things. And I'm hoping that someone out there can listen to what we're seeing and look at your life, yeah. and look at something that a dream that you had, a dream that you stuck with,
yeah.
and you're still sticking with it.
Yeah.
And I know me, like old fogies, we see this and it's like a bright light,
yeah.
in a dark room. And I just want to say a high five right now, because that's definitely inspirational for us older people who want our young folks to do great things, and yeah. to see what you're doing, to let folks know that dreams do come true.
Yes, they do.
You know, dreams do come true.
It's patience.
Have you met a number of artists who out there have who you want to meet that you haven't met? I know it won't be long before you get there. But.
I hope not. Who haven't I met?
Have you met or performed for that you would love
that I would love for. To perform for a meet?
Because you performed for so many of the greats. How about you been in front of the president yet?
You know, why was that in my head? I was about to say that, yeah. but I never can. You know, I would love to, you know, play for a president or something like that. I want to definitely do that. I feel like, you know, getting access to see artists, you know, I feel like that's fairly simple. But I would love to, you know, meet someone of extreme political influence.
Now hang around me. Now I can probably make that happen. Cause we've been blessed here at the station. We've met some awesome politicians in our time. We had Hillary Clinton did an interview here in our studio.
Wow.
I've touched President Senator Obama on his shoulders and shook his hands.
And when you say that I touched President Obama on his shoulder, that act alone is
I'll show you the picture. And I'll show you the eyes of the Secret Service people too. We've covered Senator and President Obama 7 times out of 10 times he came to Indiana. So we've been close to the we call them muckety mucks. It's a term for a very important person. You're a muckety muck. Sorry. You are a muckety muck.
It's in the dictionary.
It's a very important person. It don't sound good, but you look at his eyeball. What'd you call me? But your story is so inspirational. I hope young folks can learn from that. But I don't think it'll be too long before you're in front of a president type because your talent. Now, is it more important that it's who you know or who knows you? What's more important?
It's a little bit of both. You have to know people, mm-hmm. who know people. When I got a chance to email Kirk Whalum and he emailed me, I met somebody who knew him.
Okay.
You know, so you just never know. It's about, you know, making it is about not only who you know, but who you know.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, and people have to know you. If you wanna, you know, be something, you have to let people know who you are. Be equal but significant. Be equal in terms of you're not better than anybody else. We're all the same as far as potential, if you activate it. But you're significant.
So all you new artists out there, this is a word for them.
Yeah. You know that, you know, I can't compare myself to another artist because I'm different than another artist, you right. know. That makes us
And that's
you know,
that's the uniqueness. That's your power.
You know, that's your significance and that's what makes people like Michael Jackson and Celine Dion and all those, and Whitney Houston, all those artists, you know, so significant, is that they were great singers and they were significant. They had something that a lot of people wanted to hear. They had their sound and they had their inspiration.
Okay. And so many times our young people, when they look at us older ones, we don't know what we're talking about because we're old. And I keep telling them that we're old. That's why we know what we're talking about. We've been around a while. So once again, to our young people, I want you to basically address the fact that I don't want them to give up. So what can you say to my young people that give up? I don't want them to give up on none of the dreams.
I would say, you know, the main reason I believe why people give up is because they don't get immediate results.
Microwave mentality.
Success is not a microwave at all. You cannot have a microwave mentality. Success is like an oven. You got to sit it. You got to let it simmer. Sometimes when it's finished, you got to take it out and let it set for a minute before you can, you know, start to, you know, manifest in it. You know, a lot of people want instant gratification, you know, instant rewards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not like that at times. It takes time to get where you're trying to get to. So patience, being patient and just knowing that if you just stay persistent, stay faithful in it, it'll come. But we cannot expect that overnight, you know. So slowly but surely.
So Genesis is the CD.
Yeah, it's an EP.
An EP. Where can they get this at? They're not getting mine.
No, probably not. Genesis, I was speaking to my manager about this, you know, music distribution is just all over the place. Genesis is
easy. Now I see why you're going to school.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Genesis is easily accessible online. Mm-hmm. You can get it anywhere online. You can actually even listen to it on YouTube. I didn't even know that it was on YouTube. You can listen to it.
Okay.
But the actual CD...
nice cover, too.
The actual CD is normal. Thank you. Would be... normally, I sell them at all the shows that I do. Mm-hmm. And then we're thinking about putting them in, you know, retail stores like Target and Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So
that'll
come.
Yeah. Why not?
Why
heck yeah. I mean, you got the skills, you got the talent, the music is good.
Hopefully, I want to see how I can how it impacts people first. But definitely, right now, I would say what you have in your hand, right, or on the table here, is probably, you know, an exclusive, just for now.
Yeah. Play cut five just a little bit. I'm gonna
Euphoria.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
This is my favorite song on the CD.
What's next? Where are you gonna be playing that next? Can we go? Is it just a private performance that only the rich and famous can be there? Only the Monkey the Mucks.
I'm kind of wrapping up for the year because it's.
How do you manage it all? You're going to school.
It's difficult, but it's dedication.
Like my show, my 10,000 questions in 30 minutes. How do you?
It's dedication.
Yeah.
The next place, I'm doing a concert with two other artists on the 20th. This Sunday at the Bradley Center in
Hawaii. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're just going to do a Christmas concert there. And then I think that is the last thing I have for the year. And then next year, for 2016, I start lining up performances going into the next year. So that's it.
I saw your name, a friend of mine, Milton.
Middleton. Yeah,
George,
that's
George
the person
Middleton,
we're doing
Middleton,
the,
yeah.
That's we're doing the concert
yeah.
with this Sunday.
Yeah, we played Georgia music here.
That's amazing.
Yeah, awesome keyboard, awesome musician. So
thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're in great company. Y'all in great company. I mean, we in great company. It feels good sitting next to a star.
Well, I appreciate it that you consider me that. You guys are awesome. Yeah, that's funny. On an album that's people, I'm a saxophonist, but I said, let's put one keyboard song on there. I'm playing piano.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And I saw that cut on YouTube. You was playing piano during, I don't know, it been a holiday celebration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I said, he played piano too?
Mm-hmm.
And that's so cool. And you had all the emotions going and stuff. I can just see you on the stage.
I don't know what I'm doing when I'm incognito.
Timmy don't either. But anyway, I can see you on the stage, a spotlight at Lucas Oil, you know, or Casinco. It's like Casinco. At
Banker's Life.
I tell them my age now. I probably called Hoosier Dome too.
There you go.
then there's a spotlight, you're on the stage, and you're on that piano, and you're just gone. And you did not. Then the orchestra breaks out, then you leave the piano, and you grab a saxophone and just go crazy. The crowd goes, wow!
You're going to be crazy. I've had that dream very similar to that.
Yeah, well, you can have it.
This guy's going to take off somewhere. You can already bet.
He's already flying.
We'll see what happens.
Folks, that's Brian Thompson. You know, he's 18 years old. 18, so 18, right?
That's he got turned 19 yet. Next month.
How's it feel getting older?
Oh, God. That means I got to work harder.
But you're an inspiration to us older folks, and hopefully you young people can learn something from this man, because he's taken his dream, and he's riding with it, and he's still living the dream. And we want to get him on our airways to share a little information. You always got an open invitation to come back. Anytime you're doing something in the city, you know, give a hoop and a holler. We'll get you back on the show. We're going to showcase your music here because you're doing great. And we're going to definitely push you.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, people, if they want to find me, like, if all my social media is just B. Thompson Music.
Okay.
In no spaces, no caps, just B. Thompson Music. And my Facebook is Brian Thompson Official. And it's Brian with a Y, B-R-Y-A-N. I went to Starbucks, and they spelled it B-R-I-A-N-N-Y.
Oh, get it right, folks. This is the man, Brian Thompson. Get it right. And get this man for your next event. I mean, it's a private event, a social event. He's there. You won't be disappointed. Thank you, sir, for stepping in.
Thank you very much.
Early morning. It's an awesome time. Folks, we got him in the studio. We had to talk to him. I hope you learned something. I know I learned something. And never, ever, never, ever, 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 ever give up your dream and let nobody steal it.
That's right.
You know, change it. Whoa, give me. That's another show. I'll leave it alone. Yeah, folks are all haters and trying to take something from me and everything. Well, I got to take this man to class. To the parents, and to the students. But to the teachers, our students got so much to give. You must invest in them, because guess what? They'll be like Brian Thompson when they grow up. They'll be like him. They'll be a star. You got to invest in your students. Your parents got to invest in your students. Your parents, you got to do a better job. Some of my kids are acting wrong. They're not doing a great thing. And students, remember, because your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's only going to be a copycat. Just copy the rat cat like Brian. I say it again. Brian got it going on. But you know what? I can't stand something.
Here we go.
I can't stand something.
It's
I can't
on.
Stand sagging. I hate people that sag their pants. You're sagging the mind. You're sagging up your eyes. I can't stand it, Brian. I can't stand sagging. It's driving me crazy.
Yes, I know.
It don't make no sense. I know it's a fad. I know musicians do it. I know teachers. No worse than that. An old man sagging. An old man walking out there with a dog and he's sagging. That makes... Yeah! Boy, it makes me so mad.
Exactly.
It don't make no sense. Just pull your pants up. I mean, you just... Ooh! I mean... I know it's... When's it gonna stop? We went too fast with the skinny pants, the elephant ears. We had bell bottoms. I mean, it's just give it up, folks. I can't stand it. I'm sorry. The views of Special School Talk, that's the views of MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The views of me and my guests. Until next week, I won't be back next week. School
two
break.
Weeks.
We got a break.
2 weeks.
Got a break. So, folks, you got 2 weeks break from my rant. I won't be ranting until you get my replays on the internet.
Hey, there you
on
go.
Audio boom. And this show we play back live at Sunday at 2, and it'll be on the internet on Audio Boom. Check us out. Check out Brian Thompson. Check out my rant. And y'all have a good day. Until 2 weeks, come back and check me out on School Talk.